Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Final hour of the week, and we're going to start it with the biggest story, not of the week, of the year, something we've discussed repeatedly for all the obvious reasons. We've talked about it with the great guests. We've gave opinions. We've allowed you to be a part of the conversation. So another great guest right now, our friend Rochelle Olson, who was off for a couple weeks but is regular on with us every Friday. Rochelle, Star Tribune. She's been there a number of years. She's covered so many topics, including our state legislature. Often we talk to her about jeers and cheers. We'll get to some of that, but we have to talk broadly and specifically about what took place 6 days ago with the murder of Mark and Melissa Hortman, the attempted murder of three individuals, John, Yvette, and Hope Hoffman. We know. Also stopping at Ann Ress and Representative Bonner in Maple Grove, and dozens on the list, this disgusting, vicious individual. Rochelle, I certainly wish, like everybody listening right now, wishes we were talking about a different topic. But this is something you know well from covering the legislature so close. I want you to share with me your coverage of Melissa Hortman and John Hoffman from the professional side and the little bit you were able to interact on the personal side.
Well, I guess I should just start off by saying I was out of the country when this happened on vacation, and so I've only been back about 48 hours, and it's still jarring to hear what you just said, that this actually happened. So I know it sounds crazy, but that's how it is. And it's just, it's hard to, I guess what I'm saying is it's still hard to believe that any of it happened.
Yep. I get it.
And, Melissa Hortman was just a rock. I mean, she was everything you've heard. Did Governor Walz talk about? You've heard people talk about her. I think she was in our office the day before I left for vacation, and we were peppering, you know, in our basement office, and there's a few reporters in there. And sometimes the leaders will walk through and, you know, walk through the long basement hallway and take all sorts of questions, because we've always got a million questions, especially at the end of the session, about what's happening and what's going to whatever. And What are you gonna push for? What are you gonna concede on? You know, and it's sort of the game, the dance, or whatever. They tell us what they want to tell us. But even that day, that last time I saw her, when she was in there with her staff member Ted Modrich, and just taking questions from all of us, and she always answered questions. I mean, she always had the answers. She knew what she wanted to say, as that day, I remember thinking, I don't know if I voiced it to colleagues, but just God, she's so good. She just, like, I think we were talking about immigrant health care and we were talking about unemployment insurance for school bus drivers, whether they could get that in the summertime. And she just knew the numbers off the top of her head. Like, well, the account has this many millions in it, and in 2 years it's going to have this many millions. And she just could talk. She was never at a loss. It was never, well, I'll get back to you. She knew what she was doing. She knew the answers.
Both of us know this, right? There are a lot of people in your role and my role who are in very important positions, and for our assignments, and they're very different, we want to ask them questions. We want them to be available. And we also both know this more and more, that now compared to 10, 20 years ago, many politicians have decided they're going to bypass certain places because of certain questions. They're going to go somewhere where it's home team coverage, and they're going to pass on it. And I get sometimes the audience kind of shakes their head about it. People should want these individuals to make themselves available and the conduit we play to providing information. And all the times that she was in the position she has been in, maybe it wasn't that day, but more often than not, it was that day. And she made herself available. And I say this a lot in what I have. Sometimes I have 15 minutes. Sometimes I have two segments, one segment. Some people who are subjects of interviews allow you to ask them tough questions, allow you to jump in, and they respond directly. Others just dismiss it, don't answer questions. And in all those ways, and again, didn't mean I agree with Melissa all the time, doesn't mean everybody listening had to agree with her, but she was in the arena and she knew the responsibilities associated with the arena.
Oh, she sure did. And frankly, I think it's sort of a shame in a way that people don't, you see congressional hearings, you see what's happening more with our congressional delegation, but it's sort of a shame. A lot of our legislators and all our current legislative leaders from both parties are quite accessible. I mean,
yeah,
they walk through the press room. Republicans do it more than Democrats. Right,
I agree.
Now.
Yeah, Lisa Daymuth was great during everything that was going on early. Always available.
Absolutely, and they're not nasty to us. They don't treat us like the enemy. You can ask them hard questions 1 minute and then pivot to, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Are you going out on your big pontoon? You know, I mean, you know about their personal lives. And I mean, in one of my conversations with Hortman before the previous session, before the 2024 session, a colleague and I were in her office and we had probably close to an hour with her. The minute the interview wraps up, she's showing me pictures of, here's what I did between sessions. Here's my new kitchen island. She literally was showing us her kitchen island and a picture of her dog, and it just immediately segues into that they're human beings who are struggling to get to the Capitol in snowstorms the same as everyone else. It's just a very different than Congress, and while we're not, I wouldn't say friends with them, we don't socialize with them, but we generally know about their children, and we know they're good people. And I don't know if that comes across all the time, but they're very accessible and humane and wonderful people. And it's just a tremendous loss for our state.
Let's talk John Hoffman, too, because speaking of children, it's been repeated to me by top people all week, even starting when I was talking to folks the past weekend. The reason why, and I knew this and I'd forgotten it, but the reason why John decided to get involved in the legislature, he and his wife Yvette have a daughter, Hope, who has significant health challenges. And she was not covered by insurance the way they felt like she should. As a father of a son with health issues, I either know that feeling directly or I know hundreds and hundreds of others who battle that every single day. And then we talked, like Jim Abler came on Monday. And he was emotional. Here's a Republican. Here is someone who philosophically, just politically, has some different views. And he was tremendous talking about just the person John Hoffman is and working with people, and even in the toughest times, a laugh, a bit of kindness. Because I even opened the show today, Rochelle, saying, man, I don't know why people get into it anymore. I'm glad they do. I hope more do. But considering everything that takes place, and by the way, it doesn't mean everybody's perfect over there. There's plenty flawed. There's plenty of people I disagree with. But there's so much angst and hate and venom directed at people. And here you have a person who gets in because of his daughter, and then his daughter right in the middle of it as she's watching her father and mother get shot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, Senator Hoffman, I mean, if you talk to Senator Hoffman, I'm sure you've had him on. I'm sure you know
yes.
him. But
yep.
as a reporter, you talk to Senator Hoffman, and invariably, he centers his daughter and his wife in every conversation. I mean, you hear about his wife used to work in radio. You clearly, they worship, adore their daughter and would do anything for her. And clearly, you know, he went into politics, and Hoffman is known as a guy who he has friendships on both sides of the aisle. I mean, a lot of people do, frankly, but Hoffman really prided himself on, I think, his close relationship with Senator Abler and their spouses being friends and their families being friends. And so these are very, you know, people living rich lives outside the Capitol. But yeah, I mean, I think you saw in the past 24 hours, another statement from the Hoffman
yes.
family about reconsidering whether the price is too high for being in public office. And it's frightening that we are living in a time where really good people might stay away from politics
yep.
because those are exactly the kind of people we need. People who see the humanity in everyone else and everyone.
Let's pause with Rochelle. We'll come back with her, including I want to talk about Governor Walz, how he handled it, and every bit as important, what she thinks of Governor Walz moving forward. Rochelle Olson, cheers and years. She's great with the Star Tribune. She has been for years and with us on Fridays. We'll get back to Rochelle in a second. I want to talk Aquarius, and I want to talk about what maybe you should do this weekend. It's going to be absurdly hot. Now, I'm going to get out in it. I'm going to battle it. I'm going to deal with it. But I know I'm going to one place where I'm going to be outside for a while, and I'm going to fill up a giant mug I have with Aquarius water from that brilliant Connecticut drinking water system. Quality water matters so much. Drinking a lot of water. I mean, every day we're told to drink water. Sometimes it's crazy how much water they tell us to drink. Look, you might be in an area where the quality of water is really good. You might be in an area where the water just isn't that good. Do you really know? I know that I'm in a great spot because since the first place I purchased in the 90s, and Aquarius started in 1987, family-owned place, I right away reached out to Aquarius and had a Kinetico drinking water system put in. And it's a part of my life every day. So is the water softener. Then you go to the utility area. Pretty much everything in there. Aquarius helps you out in that way, earning the right to be recommended. Man, I recommend them. And that's after 30-some years. Check them out today. Maybe stop by. Maybe reach out to them online this weekend. AquariusHomeServices.com. Right back with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. It pops up later Thursday afternoon, Star Tribune. We react to that and other issues. You praise Governor Walz, along with many others, and his immediacy and how he reacted, how his staff reacted in the days after. And I concur with all that. But on the tone, okay, I'm still a little skeptical because I get it in politics and I get it with Donald Trump. And it's certainly I've never been timid or shy in criticizing Donald Trump, including when he on a regular basis goes to the bottom of the barrel. But Governor Walz, when, you know, since the weird comment, which set him up to be the vice presidential nominee for Kamala Harris, more often when he's away from Minnesota, is much more vocal, much more willing to be highly critical than he is here. And bully the bullies, bully the blank out of them. Gestapo-like tactics, excited about Tesla stock going down. And I also get when you have the challenge of Trump, and if you just rise above it all the time, do you get overwhelmed? But I'm going to be curious when this happened in the state where he's governor, when we're all having the conversation about that doesn't mean opinions should end, but is there a better way to handle it? How his approach, if at all, changes when we know it's just a matter of, well, until this incident, we knew it was a matter of weeks till he was going to announce he's running for governor. And we assume part of the reason why he's so vociferous and so vocal is that he's trying to garner some steam to run for the presidency. What do you think about his approach now going forward, especially after we get by the first couple weeks of this horrendous, horrifying tragedy?
Well, that is an open question. But I mean, I also think, I mean, come on, you're talking about, you mentioned it, the guy set himself up for a vice presidential run by using the word weird.
Yep.
Which
it's worked.
Isn't exactly. Well, yeah, but come on, that's not exactly, weird isn't exactly wild. It's not the kind of term that's going to get a kindergartner in trouble.
No, but the Gestapo comments, the excitement about the Tesla stock, I mean, that's putting himself in a position, especially the Gestapo comments, to say, are you really differentiating yourself from someone who never even tries to set any tone at all? Trump doesn't even try. He loves that he's never checked.
Well, sure. And I mean, I think, but again, these are three comments, the Gestapo thing, you know, not great, right? But, and the Tesla thing, okay. But I mean, at the time, Musk was running roughshod over the federal government.
Yep.
I mean, these aren't exactly, he's not exactly sinking to their level here. And there are, yeah, I mean, I think, is there perhaps a better way to call to mind the policies of the Trump administration? Perhaps. And I think that's sort of the challenge that the whole party is facing nationally, is how do you keep up with this when, you know, Trump in the middle of the night tweets or whatever, something so outrageous that it would get a kid in trouble. I mean, I think that's the challenge. But I mean, I'm exploring that myself for a story for next week. And the good news is there are some voices in the legislature who very much want to go down a more civil path and hoping that somehow we can find it. I mean, I don't know. It seems like a big ask, but it's a huge challenge. I mean, how many times can I say that, right? It's It is. But I also don't think that Tim Walz's instinct is to be a mean or a nasty guy. I think he would have, I mean, he's a thoughtful person. Is he the greatest public speaker? No, not always. Does he sometimes choose incorrect words? Yeah, of course. But I have to believe he's going to try. I mean, and it cannot be overstated this past week. I mean, he's very close to Melissa
yep.
Horman.
Yes.
And I think this is, I said this in writing last week, but I mean, this event is going to change all of us in ways that we can't even fathom. It's going to be a lot for a lot of us for a long time, the whole state. And how we get out of it, I mean, I think, will Walz rise to the occasion? Man, I sure hope so, and I hope he's not alone.
Well,
the congressional delegation joins him. I mean, some of the tweets I see coming out of there are as bad as anything Trump. Well, a lot of them are retweeting and supporting Trump.
I'll just finish with this and let you finish too. What I have found amusing is for those who support Donald Trump passionately, and they're certainly allowed to do it, who will only emphasize some of the comments Walz has said and very, very conveniently forget the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of slurs and insults that Donald Trump offers up on a regular basis. If you want to actually show some courage and be willing to praise or call out both sides, I'm with you. But if your only note, especially after this, is to act oblivious to Trump and call out Walz, then you're just an ideologue and that's fine, that's who you are, but your balanced credibility just isn't there.
Yeah, well, won't that be interesting if any of our Republicans in Congress actually call Trump to task for his language or his actions? Haven't seen it yet.
No. So. And from his side, you know it's not going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
They're afraid of him. They're afraid of the power he has and what that will do to their future. And, I mean, Mike Lee with his grotesque, vile joke nightmare on Wall Street. Go back and look at where Mike Lee was on Donald Trump in 15 and 16. He decried him. He criticized him. This is not who we are as Republicans. And now he's just a puppet because they've decided that that's how they last, and there's some proof. If you don't, you're in trouble, and that's a sad statement.
The question is, at what cost here? Do you want to last in Congress, or do you want a legacy of humanity and civility and standing up for what's right?
So I couldn't agree more.
That's the existential question here. So
I agree with you. Glad you're back. Hope you had a fabulous time. Next week, hopefully, it's a little lighter topic. But, again, our world is so unpredictable. I'm not predicting the future. So glad we chatted again.
Yes.
Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune right here on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.